Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a miscellaneous trivia question. We do want to welcome our latest additional station, AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley, with a special thanks to Program Director Dino Costa. And I gotta give credit for Front Office Sports website, because I picked a few topics. One topic that they gave me was the NBA will have a seventh different champion in 7 years. Isn't that amazing? So teams seem to be a little bit more even now compared to like a super team like the Bulls and even with the Warriors and 2014, etc. And also diversity in market sizes, right? You know, Minnesota and Oklahoma City. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good point. And equally as important, I hate to say, bring this up to you right now, but I could be wrong. I could be right. I think you just got a haircut, my friend.
Very much so.
I noticed that. And for our YouTube audience, Edward Brown looks just striking.
Absolutely. That's very good. My dad used to say.
Looks good. Looks sharp. And, that's what we talk about on Sports Talk Radio.
That's right. Yeah. And our other co-host, Russell Jackson, he's going to be joining us in about 40 seconds here. And let's see. We're also going to talk about the NFL owners to vote on the tush push. And then in 2028, the Olympics in L.A. will allow active NFL players to participate in flag football. That's kind of a fun little story. All right. And then also, Joe Jackson potentially get considered to the Hall of Fame. Too bad they had to wait till Pete Rose died. But tell you what, we're going to cut to our commercial break. And when we come right back, it's going to be the Edward, Michael, and Russell show on Sports Econ 101.
All the time.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. All right, guys, let's start off with Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson finally being considered for the Hall of Fame. What are your guys feeling about it?
Maybe he can afford a pair of shoes now.
Yeah. Joe hit like 368 or something, so he didn't take any of the.
Listen, in today's baseball world, the standards, you know, I love all these guys that proclaim and go around saying, well, in the clubhouse says you should not bet on baseball. Well, if you want to be so high and mighty and pious, okay, I guess. We know who set, you know, Bart Giamatti was the one who originally made sure that steroids were supposed to be banned, Pete Rose, etc. But listen, it's undeniable, unquestionable. Pete Rose is a Hall of Fame baseball player. He wasn't a perfect man. I'm not saying what he did was right, but what I am saying is that by all the things that happened in baseball today in particular, yeah, sports-wise, there's just so many other things that could be equally as egregious as betting on sports. I mean, you know, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire.
But yeah, well, they're not in the Hall of Fame, but
they're up for the ballot. You know, okay. they're all good point.
But also, Pete, I'll take him at his word on this one, that he said he never bet against his team, which definitely would be a huge difference between betting on your team versus betting against your team. Okay, but you know what? If we're going to go back in time, we're going to have to take a lot of guys out for other moral issues. You know, Cap Anson, for example, way back when, you know, he's the guy who basically put the kibosh on black people.
Right.
Before him, Fleetwood Walker was way before Jackie Robinson, and he was playing, and then Cap Anson basically said, nope, no more black people, and, you know, for whatever reason, he had the power to do that. I mean, that's a major thing, and yet he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well said. I don't want to cut off Russell, but well said, because that's true. I mean, you could go back to Jackie Robinson, that era, or during Jackie Robinson's era, all the managers that spoke racial slurs against him, etc. I mean, let's face it, America's really big on erasing history, tearing down statues. What's the difference? There is no difference. And it's disgusting what took place. I'm on record for saying that. But, you know, there's so many things. I mean, I would imagine, and I'm not putting him in this category, but I imagine if you carefully looked at, and I love this guy, and I know he was a good person, but he was a party boy. I'm sure Babe Ruth did some things, you know, wild, you know, parties with women. I'm just saying. I mean, you can find probably wrong.
I'm not sure if that's enough to.
I know, but I'm just using the craziness.
What if Pete Rose, as a manager, bet on his own team to lose? You know, that's why I think he's never being allowed back in, is because there's enough evidence that they've buried that showed that he bet on his team as a manager to lose games, and that's kind of a major thing.
And also, when I remember years ago, we had a guest on and we talked about this, and I said, well, you know, what did he only bet, you know, to win? And he says, well, here's the problem. You know, you have the bullpen and you waste all your best players to win that game. And then it affects other games. And I kind of understand that. But, you know, are we going to start going down, you know, how far a path do we want to go versus just looking at baseball statistics?
Well, first of all, I'd like to see the evidence that Pete Rose bet on his own team. Or, you know, I'd love to see that, first of all. Second of all,
if you're going to throw Pete Rose, because it would show that he's totally guilty, that he's gone so far. I mean, you think that baseball would just go to all these lengths to keep him out of the Hall of Fame just because he did some very casual betting? You know, and Pete Rose was known to be a habitual gambler who would do anything to win. And, you know, why is that so inconceivable? They would bet on his own team to lose if he was manager. It's hard to bet on something and guarantee a win, but it's very easy to bet on something guaranteeing that you're going to lose if you're a manager.
So how do you do that? I guess you say, okay, you get your best player to bunt, you know.
No, you just don't even play him. You pull him out after an inning. You put in your worst pitcher. You know, you don't make any substitutions when you're down by four or five runs. You know, a guy's pitching really poorly, you just leave him in.
I mean, Michael Jordan was known to be an extreme.
We're talking about Pete Rose as a player. As a player, there's no evidence in that. He never threw any games as a playing for the Reds.
No, but if he did it as a manager, that's worse in a lot of ways.
Well, why?
Again, if you're a player and
he's not playing the game, he's just managing the game.
Yeah, and that's
my argument. He still belongs in the Hall of Fame. You know he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame because if he bet on his own team to lose, that's about the most unsportsmanlike thing you can possibly do as a manager, other than going out and like physically tripping players.
Yeah, but you know what, though? All these guys are professional baseball players. Even if you get your worst pitcher, he still made it to the major leagues. Now, unless you convince them, like back in the 1919 Black Sox, where they specifically tried to throw games, you know, the players don't know any different, right? They're just playing. They get money. Yeah.
They have to get paid. I mean, if they're really going to be fully participating in that situation. Yeah. But again, if you're going to make the point about Pete Rose, and you do have to mention, because it is illegal. And if you want to go by those standards, please, let's talk about Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, and all the other steroid great players. You know, Brady Anderson, for example, catcher for the Baltimore Orioles. One year, he led the league in home runs. Like, who's this guy?
And he's not out of nowhere. Fame anytime,
like 20
soon.
Home runs or 50, 20 home runs. He almost gets like 50 home runs a year.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame. But here's one of the problems, too, is that...
It doesn't matter. He's still
the Hall of Fame. We're talking about the Hall of Fame or not.
Well, let me make this point. One of the big problems with the whole like steroid thing is you guys go, you know what? It's worth it. I made my 30 or 40 million bucks and like, okay, big deal. So now I've got a suspension for such a... Yeah, they don't want it, but it's worth... They say the juice is worth the squeeze. Right. If you're going to get paid that kind of money. And it's so sad, like with Barry Bonds, he would have been a Hall of Famer even if he didn't do drug, you know. But I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, because obviously he did. So
McGuire, too, I think is a Hall of Famer.
I don't think McGuire, even with the steroids,
he
did a lot of home runs. He was not a good fielder.
You might want to take a look at his stats. Pretty insane.
I'll have to do that. But I And when he first came up, he was great. I loved him. You know, 49 home runs in his rookie year. But after that, yeah, I mean, he had power. But I don't know. He just didn't do it for me, as they say.
Well, he hit the home run record. He broke Roger Maris's.
But that's just one-time shot, right? I mean, again, listen, I don't downplay a guy. Like if I took steroids, I'd still have to perform. You can't just take steroids and automatically hit home runs. You still have to be talented.
No, but I dislike that argument tremendously because steroids helps you stay in the game. You play, you can play games that you would normally be hurt. If you weren't hurt, if you were off of steroids, you would be out of the game. And steroids helps you stay in the game.
That's a very good point. Yeah,
I disagree with Russell's point because steroids were illegal. Okay, so either you cannot take an illegal substance that's against the law to help your performance in any particular sport. And baseball was hell bent.
I don't think he's disagreeing.
That's not my point. Yeah.
My point is, I understand.
By cheating, it does help you get records that you wouldn't get.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, hold on. We got to cut to our break here. All right. This is kind of an odd question here. Okay, which U.S. state has the highest number of vehicles per capita? You got 50 states to choose from, okay? It's probably not one you really think of too much. All right, email Edward at sportsecom101.com the answer to this question. Which U.S. state has the highest number of vehicles per capita? Stay with us. Sports Ecom 101 will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question, which U.S. state has the highest number of vehicles per capita?
I'm going to guess Michigan.
No, but it does start with an M.
Maryland.
No.
Whoa, Montana?
Yes, Montana.
Really?
Because there's so few people.
So few people, but I guess everyone's got
that. Everybody owns like a bunch of junk cars.
Yeah, a bunch of trucks probably. Yes. Okay, so just
don't knock Montana. My mom was born in Montana.
I've been there. I'll knock it as plenty times as I want.
Fort Benton, Montana, right on the Missouri River.
There's a reason why they call it flyover country.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Texas is great. I love Dallas. It's a great city.
I hate Texas. I've been to El Paso. One of the worst cities in the
world. You haven't been to Dallas or Austin.
Nope, and I'm not going.
Houston, if you're on a great thunderstorms are Houston in May right now. They're going on. Okay, moving on to Russell's favorite topic, basketball. So this year, the NBA will have a seventh different champion in 7 years. So teams seem to be more even now versus super team, Jordan's Bulls.
Last back-to-back was the Warriors.
Yeah. And again, back to that too. I guess a lot of it has to do with the salary cap. And then what's interesting is the diversity of the market sizes. Now, the New York Knicks, that's a big one. We don't know who's going to be in the finals yet. Oklahoma.
Baseball hasn't had a back-to-back champion in even longer, and they don't have a salary cap. So try your next theory.
Okay. Boy, Russell, you're really getting testy here today.
Well, you guys are saying stuff. You're just throwing stuff against the wall. I mean, to make spaghetti, stick against the wall, you got to cook it first.
Okay. I'm not sure where that comes in, but I got this from Front Office Sports, and that's what the writer said. So there.
Yeah, there's no shortage of people that can be wrong in this world.
Well, that part's true. But I do think it's kind of interesting. I mean, so why do you think it's seven different champions in 7 years?
Because I think it's a really grueling pathway to the NBA championship. It's harder than any other sport to make it all the way through with seven games in the first round, seven games in the second round, seven games in the third round, and then championship.
Each team has that though.
You don't have that in college basketball. You don't have that in baseball. They don't have as many rounds in baseball. They don't have as many rounds in football. It's just a single elimination game.
I hear what you're saying, but my point is that each team has to face the same issue. So it's not like one team has an advantage over another. You see what I mean?
It's harder to repeat because you keep playing extra games. Like to win a second game in a second championship in a row, it means you'll have played like maybe 16 more games than the previous team did to get to there, to get to your final.
Do you think from one year to the next, do they have enough rest?
I don't think they do, and especially when you're looking at teams putting players in the Olympics. You know, those players are playing extra games for the Olympics. You look at players playing extra games for the in-season tournament that they have. That throws a couple extra games into it. And we expanded from 5 games to 7 games in the first round, which used to be just 3 games in the first round, best of 3 to start with. So we keep extending the season longer and longer and longer, making the offseason shorter and shorter and shorter. I'm not surprised to see teams that put in the extra games running out of gas or getting injuries.
Yeah, they probably should keep the finals and the quarterfinals to or semifinals to 7 games, and the other ones maybe 5.
Oh, they won't, because they make so much money off of game sixes and sevens if they have
these have been pretty darn good, fun games to watch.
Until your favorite player gets hurt. And then, you know, if you're Boston, that's not so much fun.
He's going to be out for another year, isn't he?
Yeah, the Warriors, it's not been so much fun with Curry being out. You know, New York, Boston. Boston, you know, big player, obviously. Yeah. It's a long road, and it's not easy. It's easier when you haven't had as many games in the previous year to get to the finals than it is to make it all the way to the finals, win the finals, and then continue on the next year and make it all the way through.
Are you going to make a prediction as to who's going to win the whole shebang?
Man, I like the way that Oklahoma City looks. I think overall, their statistics, they have everything you need. And Shai Gilgeous is just as great a player as we've seen in a long time, as far as having all the tools. You know, he's a great scorer. He's a great distributor. He's a great defender. He's a great shooter. He's a great passer. What about Shai Gilgeous doesn't say MVP to you?
Yeah. Well, how about you, Mike?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching a little bit here and there. I know the Warriors are in the playoffs. I'm just making a little bit of anyways, let me start about them. I really don't know who's going to win it. I actually liked the Celtics, but, you know, I think the Thunder is a good team. The Pacers look good. It's up for grabs. I just the NBA doesn't excite me like it used to, but so that's my opinion.
Yeah, why they were kind of one of the favorites and they got smoked in the first round, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. There goes the dog.
Moving on to football just a minute here. Oh, do you want to continue on? Go ahead.
Along basketball lines, and really, well, actually, there's another sport. Maybe we'll get it for 30 seconds. Hockey, NHL. I mean, the playoffs are looking pretty good there. Got the Hurricanes and the Panthers in the East, and then the Dallas Stars, and also the Oilers, Edmonton Oilers. So, anyways, we don't really talk about that, but that's definitely going on. The other really hot topic, which I think is just ludicrous, is and again, we talk about it only because of really one player, the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, against Angel Reese, the former LSU player. They got into a big spite. Caitlin Clark just gave her a tough foul, and that's all it was. It was basketball, sending a little message, and now they're up in arms, kind of trying to claim racism and all this crap. That's like saying, Magic Johnson was racist for shoving Larry Bird. It's insane. Just enough of this. Just play basketball. Just who care? And please.
Didn't Angel Reese have a little bit of smack talk about Caitlin, if I'm not mistaken?
She always has smack talk. Okay. Yeah, she's a great smack talk.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem as much of a race thing as it is more of a just a hey.
Of course it's not. Only ignorance talks out. Please.
The WNBA has gotten a lot more exciting in the recent years. You know, that's kind of it's up and coming. You know, it's amazing when they first came out. It was like, it was a little hard to watch, you know.
And it takes a while for, you know, the better players to rise up and for, you know, people to get used to the style, which is a lot different. But people are very excited about the Valkyries here in San Francisco.
Yeah. They're playing on Chain Chase, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess people will show up for a while. It'll be a novelty act. I mean, the WNBA, I wonder truly how legit those rating numbers are. I remember I love basketball. You guys love basketball. I can pretty much say that all of us here pretty much never watched the WNBA until now, until Caitlin Clark came in. I mean, she does pique my interest. She's a heck of a player. I mean, this is good for the sport we're talking about, okay? It's good public. it's good PR. That's the bottom line. So
it's funny because I've only seen. I saw like the finals when she was in college, and yeah. You know, she's obviously a great 3-point shooter, but I didn't see that much extra. You know, like mid range layups and stuff like that. It just seemed like she was. That was, I don't want to say a one trick pony. She wasn't, but you know, like Steph Curry, obviously his 3-pointer, but then he also has, you know, great mid range, you know, the short jumpers, floaters, you know, that sort of thing. But you know, there is quite a difference between the men and the women. You know,
definitely speaking of the difference, Oklahoma City Thunder All-Star Jalen Williams. I thought that was kind of funny. He gets fined $25,000 for saying something like he had a T-shirt that said F. And then you figure it out, let's dance. So the NBA said, no, you're not going to say that. We're going to fine you $25,000. I found that real, I don't know, just maybe, you know, it's, yeah. I guess I get away with it. Or they actually didn't. They don't get away with it, but it's just, I guess that's just the culture today. Let's try to make as much noise as possible.
Okay, you guys ready for our next trivia question here? Which is the only YouTube video to cross 10 billion views? And I got this one wrong. That's how smart I am. Which is the only YouTube video to cross 10 billion views? Can you imagine that? I mean, I don't know how, obviously that's more than the people on the planet. So a bunch of people must have kept watching the same one over and over again. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
For over 30 years, SF Bay Adventures has been the premier boating event and tour resource for the San Francisco Bay. Their flagship schooner, Free to Be, is an 80-foot sailboat modeled after traditional tall ships, offering the romance of yesteryear with modern amenities. Groups of up to 49 can rent schooner Free to Be for private events such as birthdays, weddings, memorials, and team building. Smaller groups or individuals can also buy tickets to public tours, such as Sunday morning wildlife sales under the Golden Gate Bridge. Visit sfbayadventures.com or email info@sfbayadventures.com to book your adventure.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
lovehotel.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. Second trivia question: which is the only YouTube video to cross 10 billion views?
I'm just thinking like the Macarena or something stupid like that.
Okay. I thought it was the Gangnam Style. But I think that that may have been the first one to hit a billion. That's what my guess was, and I was wrong. And I'm sorry to say, I had never even heard of this one.
Because is it a song? Or what is it?
It's a YouTube video, you know, the song. And it's geared toward kids. It's called the Baby Shark Dance.
Oh, God dang. Yeah, that my kids listen to that all the time. Oh, that made 10 billion views? God, that's terrible. My kids are probably like 1.5 billion.
I see what it was about, and I go,
Don't even start. That is the worst video made by humans. So and by sharks.
Yeah, I know. I kept thinking it was like a real baby shark, and then I go, No.
It's just the most inane song ever made. Oh my God, that's terrible. No wonder why we're gonna end up as a species, because that's what we have as the most famous video. I'm surprised that aliens just don't come down and obliterate us right now for our own good. Oh, that's bad. That's sad.
Okay, so Mike, before you get into it really quickly, the NFL owners are going to vote on the tush push. Why do they have to vote on that? You're not allowed to drag people across the line, but you can push. What's the difference?
Are they trying to say it's illegal?
And that's what they're going to vote.
I agree. It's bizarre. It's stupid.
Yeah, let them do it. All right, Mike, what do you want to bring up?
Oh, no. Well, what I want to bring up, first of all, I want to bring up this kid right here. I don't know if you can see it, but I want to give it's all right. Well, I got to say, because I'm a proud uncle, and I just want to say congratulations to my nephew, James Fair, my sister, Patty, and husband. They have a graduate from De La Salle High School, very famous school in the Bay Area in Concord, California. So congratulations to him. Love you, buddy. And he's going to become a Wildcat for the University of Arizona. So I'm very proud. I'm proud of him.
Does he play?
Yeah, he plays rugby.
Wow.
He's a big kid. He's probably going to play for Arizona. But, culturally speaking, I got to ask this question, Edward, and even Russ. Do you know, I'm not saying this happened, and when these high school kids today graduate, they throw these graduation parties, and apparently there's a little more than just grape juice being served. A lot of these, and this is across the border, I'm hearing this across the country. I'm not saying this happened with my nephew, but it seems like even the parents are partaking in throwing the parties and then also hoisting them up and... it wasn't that way when I was growing up. Was it you with you guys?
Are you saying that the parents are knowingly and allowing the kids to drink alcohol, or someone's just like...
Of course. Everybody knows about it. Yeah.
No, I'm from the 80s. Everybody stole their parents' cocaine and did it at parties. They weren't drink. They were busy stealing their parents' cocaine.
Okay, that's crazy. I graduated in the 70s, and what would happen is, you know, guys would come and spike the punch type of thing, but without the parents purposely knowing. Now, if they found out, it wasn't such a big deal. But
so you didn't deal that with your kids, Edward? You didn't deal with that kind of stuff? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't like knowingly try to serve them, but you kind of figure that.
I hear that. Happen. Yeah, I hear this. Apparently, is a bit of an epidemic across the country now. I was just curious how
my kids hate the taste of alcohol, so I'm lucky.
What's that?
My kids hate the taste of alcohol, so I'm lucky.
Yeah, but they're still young, so
yeah, you can't get away with that, Russ.
Yeah. The thing is, though, the parents have to be really careful. I mean, they can be.
They do. You know, they do.
You know.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
This is a show about financial stuff. So, you know, we'd be remiss to just slide over the fact that Brock Purdy signed his contract finally for $53 million per season.
Finally. You know,
that was a big deal. And the fact that the Niners got it done before the start of training camp, I mean, before the start of preseason is a big deal. And that Brock Purdy didn't hold out. He was playing the entire time at training camp. I think bodes well because the Niners the last couple of years have played brinksmanship on players, waited till, you know, the start of the season before getting some of these guys in, like Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, and it definitely hurt the team. And they also learned something with Bosa, that if they wait till the season starts, these guys just don't hop in and start playing all that well.
Yeah. You know?
The first couple of games, Trent Williams had to be sucking on an oxygen tank, you know, in the middle of the game because he was just plumb out of shape to try to play as many minutes as he thought he could.
That's a good play.
And then Fred Warner just got signed today, too.
Oh, good.
The Niners have they've got their ducks in a row. They've got a lot of rookies. But I'm very optimistic for what the Niners are going to be like next season. Certainly going to be more than 6 wins.
Go ahead, Mike.
We'll see if Kyle can finally win one. I'd like to see him win a championship. I'm still question marks still, even though he's been to the Super Bowl.
What do you think about the fact that Dallas, the Mavericks, won the draft in the NBA despite a 1.8% chance? Yeah. And teams like Utah, Washington, and so forth fell down tremendously, even though they desperately need better players. And Dallas went to the NBA Finals last year, and they were in the play-in tournament. Shouldn't the play-in teams not be any better than a third or fourth pick in the NBA draft?
Yeah.
I still can't get over the fact that they traded Luka for Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but they get Cooper Flagg just to replace him. It's almost like they're not going to miss a beat, you know, except for part of a regular season. They're going to basically be another great team again.
Anthony gets hurt a lot more. You know, I don't remember Luka getting hurt too often. Anthony Davis, he got hurt. He seemed to be hurt a lot in his career. Go ahead, Mike.
Also, just transition. I got two quick subjects, but one that's really going to be meaty. The other one's going to be super interesting. But 2028, NFL players eligible for the LA Olympics. I have mixed emotions about that. I don't know about you guys, because – okay, I mean, it's great. So NFL players are going to play flag football. That's all fine and dandy. They're the best of the best. But what about sending maybe really, really good athletes where the competitive field is fairly even? Because the NFL players
are going to... What are other countries sending?
Well, I mean, look, I, for example, in flag football, in the women's, the Mexico beat the U.S. in flag football in the NFL, whatever. They were honored. So, I mean, yeah, what other countries are going to be there? Mexico, Canada.
No, what I mean is what do they don't have professional football, right? But they must have some top athletes.
They have good athletes that play flag football. Well, the Canadians is the CFL. So I don't know if the CFL player is going to show up. That's going to be your championship game. Has to be. It's interesting. I guess only professional sport athletes can now partake in the Olympics. I think it would be, I don't know. Any thoughts on that? Because I think it's good, it's bad.
We would only send college players in the old days. But other teams, like basketball, I think they were professional. You know, the whole idea is whether you got paid or not is how they determine it, right?
Well, it's everything is just absolutely, as we had our guest last week, college sports is forever changed. So the Olympics is forever changed. I mean, you know, but, you know, the awesome America will dominate flag football. And if they don't, it'd be, one of the biggest upsets in the history of the Olympics. There's no way NFL players are going to lose.
Is it eight on eight? Is that how many players? Eight on eight? I'm not sure. I'm guessing.
But it's going to be interesting. We're going to watch it for sure. It's going to be, the NFL's backing at 110%. Roger Goodell is thrilled that his players are going to get an opportunity to be there. So, listen, it's good for the worldwide game, I guess, because we're not going to be playing football in the Olympics because we would absolutely.
Wouldn't it be funny if some of these guys accidentally start tackling people? Why not? In fact, when I fly football, guys would cheat. They tie it rather than just tuck it in. Now I guess but that was before Velcro. So now I guess with Velcro, it's a lot easier. I think that's how they do it, right? They have a Velcro boat. Before
they
would tuck it in, guys would tuck it so that there's only like an inch out, and the refs would have to say, no, you got to have a little bit more out. It was like caveman days when I played.
Yes. Hey, by the way, speaking of money-making sports, have you guys, I'm sure you probably every now and then catch the Indy 500, right? The Indianapolis 500, do you guys care?
I tell you, it's one of the most boring things to me, unless there's a crash. Just to see going around and round and round, and this guy, after 100 laps, finally overtook this other guy. And what amazes me is how fast they can do a pit stop, like less than 2 seconds. I don't understand that. That's fantastic. Well, but go.
It was a logical question because before the Indy 500, guess what's going to be happening? Are you ready for the Weenie 500? Six different wiener mobiles are going to do a one of a kind competition. This will be apparently on the 23rd on the Fox Sports app. Check this out. The Wienermobiles are going to represent six different regions. The Chi Dog, C-H-I, is the Midwest. The New York Dog is the East. The Slaw Dog is the Southeast. The, what is this? Somran Dog is the Southwest. The Chili Dog is the South. And representing the Great Northwest is the Seattle Dog.
What
about the sourdough dog? Come on, who cares about the Northwest?
The sauerkraut dog. So
yeah, exactly.
These are Wienermobiles.
Wienermobiles, isn't that awesome?
I'm gonna if it's at 2 a.m. I'm gonna set my alarm just to watch it.
Yeah, but if there's a crash on something like that, that's gonna be so tragic. So
really, that's true. Okay, you guys ready for our last commercial trivia question here? What is the most common star type found in the Milky Way? What is the most common star type found in the Milky Way? That is our trivia
answer.
By the way, are you ready? I've got a quick silly joke here. So a ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer, and the bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." come on, Russell. That was silly enough for even you to get
the expression right there that you need.
that was right from Charlie Chaplin. What Charlie Chaplin
would say. Okay, again, we're going to ask this trivia question one more time. What is the most common star type found in the Milky Way? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Third trivia question: what is the most common star type found in the Milky Way?
Red dwarf?
Yes.
Holy, I got one this week. Usually get one.
I'm impressed. Not even the white dwarf. He guessed the red dwarf. Wow, we have the astronomer, Mr. Russell Jackman.
Thanks.
That's pretty good.
Well, you didn't ask any basketball trivia, so what am I going to do?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, are you guys ready for our thoughts for the day? Or is there anything else you guys...
No. Do we have any options on that? No. So
no. You'll have no options. I will tell you the thoughts for today. Yes, Mike, go ahead.
Aaron Judge is still ripping it up with the Yankees, by the way, in baseball. I mean, he's insane. And even what was it? One of the Giants, it is Wilmer Flores is leading the league in RBIs at 42. And the A's, Jacob Wilson, 52 hits on the season, second in Major League Baseball. So let's hear for the Sacramento A's. They moved from Oakland, and guess what? I guess they're putting together a baseball team up there now.
Okay. All right.
It's crazy. It's horrible.
So here's our thoughts for the day. A rich man is one who isn't afraid to ask the clerk to show him something cheaper. I like that. That's pretty good. And my mother was so surprised when I told her I was born again. She said she didn't feel a thing.
All right,
audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Bill Tucker.
Oh.